Not this election day, but next November in 2011, Travis County voters will be able to go to any polling station to vote, even if it's not their assigned precinct. It's one of the recommendations that came out of the 2009 Elections Study Group's report. Travis County Clerk Dana DeBevoix.
What we would like to do is to have a group of people help us decide if there are any locations for election day that could be cut, that are redundant within neighborhoods, if there are any where we could create a big box mega site where people could come on election day.
DeBevoix says no precincts will be removed from the county's rolls for the 2011 election, but that could change in later elections. While it may be more convenient for voters, some people like Bruce Leach say mega vote centers can welcome voter violators.
That's an advantage. It does have one downside in that if I were to thinking about committing voter fraud, I would want to go somewhere where I wasn't recognized.
Leach was one of the 45 members of the election study group. He and others testified yesterday in favor of keeping the e-slate voting system Travis County uses until new software is available to move to an all-paper ballot system. That could be as early as 2013. Meantime, the county clerk said it would cost Travis County about $1.2 million to have a paper ballot system now, and it would only be used on election day. Early voting would still be done electronically.
The group decided that for the money, it was probably better to wait until we had a fully conceived, fully integrated paper ballot system in the future.
But for Karen Rennick with Vote Rescue, one of the louder groups of opposition, that's not soon enough.
Current voting system machines in Travis County, the only criteria that it meets is that it is accessible. Otherwise, they are not accurate because the count is done secretly inside the machine, so there's no way to know if they are. It is unfair to count ballots out of the public's view, so it's not fair.
Travis County Clerk Dana DeBevoix said the plan is for Travis County voters in the future to fill out a paper ballot, submit it through a reader, and have the voters self-verify their vote. But it'll be at least a couple of election cycles before that happens. Eric Aguilar, KUT News.